An RPS is called a Renewable Portfolio Standard. It's been a piece of legislation that's been in play for a couple years here in Florida. Across the country, there are several states, about half of the states in the country, have actually created renewable portfolio standards, which means by a determined set year, a certain percentage of renewable energy is produced from renewables and cleaner technologies. There's also an RPS, which is actually called a Renewable Electricity Standard, which is in play at the federal level in 2009. So the issue with the Florida State RPS is that there are some specific measures during the state legislature happening right now that are working to create a clean standard rather than a renewable standard. By all means, cradle to grave, nuclear technology is not clean. And essentially what they're trying to do is insert nuclear into the RPS of the state, which would, along with other technologies that are being debated, create a standard by the year 2020 that 20% of our energy come from these sources.
So if they effectively insert clean instead of renewable, part of that 20%, in fact, maybe most of it, would end up being nuclear, whereas if it's not clean, if it stays with renewable, it'll be wind, solar, and those kind of clean energies.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the big concern here is, one, cradle-to-grave nuclear technology is not a clean technology. It does not help create healthier communities. And although sometimes it is coined as being a low-carbon or zero-carbon fuel, in the cradle-to-grave cycle, there are fossil fuels that are needed in the mining process, in the enrichment process, in the transportation process, the construction process, that really truly make nuclear not a zero carbon technology. So that's the first concern. The second is that dollar for dollar, nuclear energy is our most expensive option. And if that happens, these valuable funds, these valuable dollars, will not be going towards efficiency and renewables, which are hands down the best option for our economy and to help create and stimulate more jobs, to create green, quote-unquote, green-collar jobs for our economy. And also, the double-edged side of the sword is it's taking away, you know, those valuable funds that we'll put towards new technologies.
And you're organizing groups to go to the capital, the state capital, to lobby on behalf of a renewable energy portfolio standard of 20% by the year 2020.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to www.cleanenergy.org and go to the What's New section, you'll find a link that says Help Save Florida's Renewable Energy Future. And what the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and other organizations around the state are doing, we have on Monday the 16th, we have a roundtable in the evening that is inviting representatives from the utilities, representatives from the state legislature, and representatives from local NGO nonprofit organizations to have a roundtable and a dialogue about what's happening with Florida's energy future, and specifically what's happening with the RPS and the rulemaking that could essentially weaken the RPS. And then on Tuesday, March 17th, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy is sponsoring a breakfast and a lobby training in the morning, and we are going to be helping citizens lobby Tallahassee. So essentially it's a citizen lobby day for the advocation of clean energy and protecting Florida's renewable energy future.